The Changeable American Tea, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent Workshop. Any reproduction of this audio is strictly prohibited without the permission of accentworkshop.com.
Hi, and welcome back to class. You're either going to love this class or you're going to hate this class, because the American T, or the T sound, is often different than you think it is. So you may love it because you're going to get a lot of information, and you may hate it because you may say, oh my gosh, I didn't know there was so much to know about this American T. Now, what I mean by American T is the T sound that's used in the United States and Canada. When you go outside of the United States and Canada, you're going to hear the T pronounced generally as T or T. But guess what? In North America, the T has many variations. And this is one thing that makes North American English stand out, this T. So this is very important information for you to know if you want to have an American accent. So in American English, the T sometimes sounds like T, but sometimes sounds like a D, and sometimes it has a glottal stop, which is what we'll talk about a little bit more later, kind of a throaty sound. And in some cases, it's just missing. It's just gone. You can't even hear it. And then there are some other things that happen with T too that we'll try to touch on. But let's go over some of the basic rules of T. How is the T pronounced inside of the mouth? So if you've watched the video and practiced the T, you'll remember that the T is pronounced by hitting the tongue against the back of the top teeth, or somewhere on the teeth, or just above, just where the palate and the teeth meet. The tongue hits quickly, and air is pushed through the mouth, and you hear the sound t, t. So this is a sound that most people are very familiar with. In fact, this is a sound that exists in almost every language. Not every language, but almost every language. So chances are you know this sound. You know how to produce this sound. So let's take a minute and go over the variations of T, or some of the rules of T, and then come back and practice each of them. So basically, T is pronounced T or T in American English when it's at the beginning of a word or at the beginning of a primary or a secondary stressed syllable. And to make this kind of T, you've got to make sure that you're pushing enough air out. Some of you are doing this well and some of you are not. So to test the sound, put your hand in front of your mouth and make a T sound. T, T. If you put your hand pretty close to your lips, do you feel a lot of air coming out? You should. If you don't, you need to practice pushing that sound out more. Because if you don't push it out enough, you're going to get a softer sound, which is somewhere in the middle of a T and a D. So you should be able to feel the air on your hand. If you had a candle in front of you, you should be able to make the candle flame flicker or move a little bit when you say this sound. T, T. So try it out a few times. Make sure that you really know how to do the American T or the T sound where you're getting enough air. T, T. So this is the sound that we say when the T is at the beginning of the word or the beginning of a stressed syllable, meaning a primary or secondary stress. So this is where you're going to hear the T, the T sound. But guess what? In a lot of other cases, you're not going to hear it pronounced as T. You may be tempted to say that, but depending on where the T is in the word or the sentence, it could change. For example, when you have a T at the beginning of an unstressed syllable, it softens. It becomes what we call a flap T, or something very similar to a D. In fact, it's kind of easy to think of it as a D sound. It's a little bit different from a D, but it works well as a D. For example, the word water, water. Do you hear me say water or water? No, no water, water. I let my tongue go to the teeth, touch it lightly and quickly, come back. Not a lot of air is forced out. Water. You can think of it as a D sound if that helps you. Now, this sound is made when the T is at the beginning of an unstressed syllable. And that goes for a lot of unstressed words, some of those small words that we haven't really talked about yet. But we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. When the T is at the end of a word, we hold it inside, or sometimes we use what's called a glottal stop. For example, the word C-A-T, cat, cat. When I get to the T, I don't express a lot of air. In fact, I hold my tongue against my teeth and let it rest for a second. Not much air comes out of my mouth. The T is held inside, or sometimes, and this is a little bit tricky, we don't even pronounce the T at all. We will hold the T inside of the throat, and this is what we call a glottal stop. So I could say cat, or I could say cat, cat. Can you hear that? Now, you can't see my face and can't see what I'm doing, but I'm not even making a T at all. I'm closing the air in my throat. And I'll tell you more how to do this, but it doesn't matter if you decide to hold the T inside of your mouth or get that nice glottal stop. Either one is fine. So the T at the end of the word is usually held inside of the mouth somehow. It's not pushed out like a T sound. So I say, my cat, my cat. So when we have words that have a T plus a schwa sound, it doesn't matter what the spelling is, plus a schwa sound plus an N, we do the same thing. We either hold that T in, or we make a glottal stop by cutting the air off inside of the throat, and then we add an N. For example, the word kitten, kitten. Notice I don't say kitten, I say kitten, kitten. If a word ends with NT or NT plus an LY, that NT is held inside of the mouth with a sharp stop. So, for example, the word point, point. Can you hear the T really strongly? You shouldn't. If I oversay the T, I'm giving too much extra air, and it'll sound like point, point, which is not correct. The T is held inside of the mouth, but it ends with a strong stop, point. What's your point? If a word ends in NT, and then has an unstressed vowel after it, not followed by an N, that's when we see the T often disappear. For example, some people will say the internet, and other people will say the internet. Internet. Do you hear the T in that? It's spelled with a T, but you can't hear it. You don't hear the T because it's dropped. We've got an N plus a T, plus an unstressed syllable, and that T isn't heard. Not all the time, but probably about half of the time. Also, T is often softened when it comes after an unvoiced consonant. So that's why when you see a blend with a T in it, for example, an ST or any other combination with the T following an unvoiced consonant, that T isn't spoken strongly either. So it's softened a little bit. It sounds a little bit more like a D. So I don't say stay with a lot of air coming out. I say stay, stay, stay. Do you hear that D? Nice soft T sound, really similar to a D. And then we have some other rules that we can get to at the end of this lesson, but those are the basic things that you need to know. Are you confused already? You ready to give up? Don't give up. Once you start understanding how North Americans speak, you'll start hearing it in language everywhere. You'll hear it in all of the English around you. And you'll start to notice how people speak And eventually you'll be able to do this yourself, but you need to know what's going on first. So let's go back and let's practice some words in each of these categories and see how you feel. So I told you T sounds like a T at the beginning of a word or when it is the beginning of a primary or secondary stressed syllable. So let's look at some of these examples. So for example, we have time, time. Go ahead and put your hand in front of your mouth and see if you can feel that air coming out after pronouncing the T, time, time. Do you feel some air? You should feel kind of a strong amount of air coming out. Time. Now, of course, this has only one syllable. One syllable means that it's a primary stress. Also, the T's at the beginning of the word. So the pronunciation is t, t. The same with Tom, Tom. Feel the air coming out? Tom. Table, table. I feel a lot of air coming out of my mouth when I say that T. Table, two-syllable word. The first syllable is stressed. Table. Tissue. Tissue. Terrible. Terrible. Tongue. Tongue. Okay? These are all words that have a primary stress on the first syllable. So they're going to be pronounced t, t. Now take a look at the next word, though. Maintain. Maintain. Where do you hear the primary stress? It's on the second syllable. Tain, tain. So we've got a primary stress there. The T sounds like a T. Nice strong T with air coming out. Maintain. Italian. Italian. Where's the stress in this word? It's on the second syllable. Tal. Tal. Italian. So we have a nice strong T on the T-A-L. Italian. Atomic. Atomic. Same thing. T-O-M, second syllable, has the primary stress. Atomic. Mercantile. Mercantile. Okay, we have a nice strong T there, but is it the primary stress? Mercantile. No, it's a secondary stress. Tile is a secondary stress. Merc is the primary stress, but the secondary stress also has a nice strong T sound. Mercantile. Photographer. Photographer. The T-O-G, tog, there's your primary stress. Photographer. And finally, we see a word that has two T's. Listen to this. Titanic. Titanic. Where's the primary stress? The T-A-N, tan. Where's the secondary stress? Tie, the T-I. So you've got a secondary stress, a primary stress, and then a weak stress. Titanic. Titanic. But both of those T's are pronounced as a nice, strong T sound. So chances are you're probably doing this okay already, this nice strong T. So let's go to where the T is at the beginning of a weak syllable. Now remember, when the T is at the beginning of a weak syllable, what happens? That's right, it gets softened. It's not strong. You don't feel that strong air coming out. It's softened so much that it just hits the teeth and bounces back. It has almost a D sound or a D. D, a nice soft D sound. You realize, don't you, that a D is made in the same way that the T is. The tongue goes to the same place that you make a T sound, but it's made a lot softer. It has a voice to it. It doesn't push away from the teeth. It's a softer sound. So we don't say cuter. We say cuter, cuter. We don't say reality, we say reality, reality. The reality is, and by the way, whenever you see an I-T-Y at the end of a word, you're going to have that same sound, uddy, uddy. And by the way, whenever you see an I-T-Y at the end of a word, the primary stress is going to be right before that. That's a little secret. Reality, reality. Okay, we don't say greater. What would we say? Greater, greater. Sounds like a D, doesn't it? We don't say heater. We say heater, heater, heater. Okay, and be careful on the next word. Not photograph. We said photographer because the T-O was the syllable with the primary stress. But now listen. Photograph. Photograph. What happened? Photographer. We've got the primary stress in the second syllable. But photograph. We've got the primary stress on the first syllable. The second syllable is weak. So that T in the beginning of the weak syllable sounds like a D. Photograph. The photographer took a photograph. Interesting, isn't it? Computer. Computer. Please don't say computer. 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 Community. Community. Notice that I-T-Y right there. And notice how mune, the syllable right before the I-T-Y, is the primary stress. Well, that I-T-Y, the T, sounds like a D. That Y is a weak stress. It's a shortened vowel, but it's a weak stress. Community, community. And 30, 30. In fact, all of the numbers, 30, 40, 50, 60. Notice how they all have a nice soft sound. And that's one of the ways that you can distinguish between 13 and 30. 13, the T-E-E-N, is actually a secondary stress. The T-Y is a weak stress. So that's a really good way to distinguish between the two. Water, water. Not water, water. The water's been running for 30 minutes. Okay, nice softened T sound. I tell you, if you can do this, this will make your speech in American English so much more smooth. Is softening these weak syllables that begin with a T to sound like a D. Now, we haven't talked about connecting words so much yet, but the same thing happens when we connect words together and we have a T plus a weak vowel sound. So, for example, the word tomorrow, tomorrow. T-O is a weak syllable, but it's the beginning of the word. But when we put a strong syllable right before it and we've got a weak syllable, it doesn't sound like I'm going to go tomorrow. Often we soften this sound too. I'm going to go tomorrow. Go to, go tomorrow. It's very common. Go today. Go tomorrow. Because the T-O is a weak syllable. Go to the bank. To is a structure word, one of those words that's not really important for the sentence. So it becomes weak. We could say this is like a T plus a schwa. And because we've got a weak syllable that begins with T, we can change that T to a D sound. Go to, go to, go to the bank. Go to the bank. Okay, next we have not at a class. At a class. She's at a class. What would Americans say? We have the word at, which has a T, but we connect that to the next word. We're not really concerned about words. Remember, we're not concerned about spelling. We're just concerned about the highs and the lows. And this is a low. So that A-T plus the word A, which would be normally pronounced as a schwa, makes the T connect with the A, and we get Ada. Ada. She's at a class. Ada. Ada. If you listen to people, if you listen to native English speakers, you will hear this. You will hear this so much. And this is a really big key difference between accented English and common spoken American English. This T sounding like a D. Ada. Ada. Okay, in the next phrase, we have not get out of, get out of. We have get out of, get out of. Can you get out of it? Because the T's are connected together. And we have gotta, gotta, gotta tip on. I've got a tip on something. I've got a tip on this for you. Gotta tip, gotta, gotta. So when we connect words together, we still soften the T to sound like a D if the T is before a weak vowel sound. Okay, let's go on to the next section. Now, if a T is at the end of a word, we usually hold that T inside of the mouth. The way we do this is we're about to pronounce the T, but we don't release it. We don't let any air come out. As in the example I gave before, cat. Cat. If we let a lot of air out after the T, you're going to get an extra syllable. Cat. Cat. We don't want to do that. We want to end the word with the T. We don't want anything to continue after that. So one of the best ways to do that is just to make the T, or in other words, put your tongue against your teeth as if you're going to make the T, but don't finish it. So your tongue goes to your teeth, but it doesn't push off. It just kind of relaxes after that. So instead of cat, we get cat. Cat. Some other words are that. That. Now remember, if we connect that with another sound after it, we may be connecting those two sounds. So for example, if I say that plus I, now I have a T followed by a vowel sound, which makes the T sound soft. That I, that I. Here's the book that I bought. That I, that I. But if we have it at the end of a phrase or the end of a sentence, or if the next word is a consonant, we're going to get that held T, that, that. White, white. It's a white car, white car. But if I connect it with a vowel, there's white on it, white on, white on it. There's white on it. I just made a D sound because of the vowel that comes after it. Yet, yet. Are you finished yet? Yet. Hold that T inside. Plate. Plate. Eat everything on your plate. Plate. Okay, hold the T inside. Foot. Foot. Treat. Treat. You shouldn't be hearing a strong T sound at the end. Fat. Fat. Profit. Profit. Heat. Heat. Neat. Neat. Excite. Excite. Delicate. Delicate. Inherit. Inherit. Adequate. Adequate. Mute. Mute. Okay, now I mentioned something called a glottal stop. We make a glottal stop by cutting off the air in the throat. Now, you can imagine this if you were to say something like, ah, and I hit you in the stomach, you would probably double over and your voice would stop. You wouldn't continue saying, ah. You would say something like, ah, if I hit you. So I'm not going to hit you, but the stopping of the air in your throat is called a glottal stop. Huh, huh. In American football, we hear this a lot. Huh, huh, huh. In the military, we hear this a lot. Huh, two, three, four, when people march. So we use this little glottal stop to cut off the air. Now, it's important that you have some strong air coming up out of the throat, usually in the form of a vowel sound, and then you squeeze the muscles in the throat to stop the air. So whether you can do this or not doesn't matter. You don't need to produce a glottal stop to speak English. If you can, great. You're going to sound great, but you don't need it. But if you'd like to try, go back to the beginning of this list and try to say these words by cutting off your air before you even make a T sound. You're not even getting to the T. So you could say, in very poor English, that, with a strong T. Now, you don't want to do that. You could keep that T inside, which is what we just practiced, that, that. And this is perfectly good. But you could also say the THA with a nice strong ah, that A sound, ah, and then cut off your air and say that, that, that. My mouth is still open. I'm not closing it to make a T. I have just cut off the air in my throat. That's all. That, that. I also say white. It's white. You might hear people say, the white one, the white one. They don't even close their mouth to make the T. They just close off the air. Yeah, are you done yet? Yeah, yeah. Plate, plate. I need another plate, plate. Okay, closing off the air. Foot, foot. My foot bath is broken. Foot, treat, treat. Do you want a treat? Fat. Fat. My dog is getting really fat. Fat. Profit. Profit. Heat. Heat. Neat. Neat. Excite. Wow. That excites me. Delicate. Delicate. Inherit. Inherit. Adequate. Adequate. Mute. Mute. Put it on mute. Okay, now again, you don't need to make the glottal stop until you feel really comfortable doing it. It's almost a lazier way of speaking English. But when you do come to the end of the word and you see a T, make sure you stop that T. Don't let any extra air come out. You can either stop it by holding the T inside of the mouth, or you can stop it with this glottal stop. Let's try some sentences. Okay. Remember, if we put a vowel sound after the T, we may be changing that T sound to a soft T or a D. But if we put a consonant sound after the T, and the T's at the end of the word, or sometimes the end of the syllable, we're going to hold the T inside. So for example, that was good. That was good. Please know that was. Too much air is coming out. Listen to the difference. That was not, that was, mm-mm. That was good. That was good. A white gate. A white gate. Hold those two T's inside. A plate for you. A plate for you. Football. Football. You definitely don't want to put an extra syllable after that T. You're going to get football. 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 Hold the T inside. Immediately make the B for the ball. Football. Treat me well. Treat me well. Not treat to. Treat me well. A fat profit for you. A fat profit for you. A big profit. A fat profit for you. Heat the food up. Heat the food up. It doesn't excite me. It doesn't excite me. Excite me, not excite me. It doesn't excite me. A delicate child. A delicate child. Inherit some money. Inherit some money. Mute button. Mute button. Mute. Mute. Put it on mute. Mute button. All right, good. So practice these a lot until you can hold that T inside of your mouth or until you can get a nice glottal stop sound.